We're going to talk about tech-related questions. So if you've got anything that you'd love to ask, we've got our gadget detective on the case. Fevzi is going to join me now. We're talking gadgets. Hi, Fevzi. How are you doing?
Afternoon. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So I know you've got a gadget of the week for us.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I was thinking, you know, in this lockdown, we don't know yet, but we may see a few extra babies along the way, somewhere along the line, but, you know, when people get bored with their television. I've been thinking about baby, a tenuous link, but I think it might be true. I've been thinking about baby monitors, and some of them are really rubbish, and I've been looking for a while for a really good one, and I think I found probably one of the best ones on the market. So this is the one that I wanted to talk about today. It's from a company called Eufy, E-U-F-Y, and it's called the Space View Baby Monitor.
Oh, but this sounds like it could even be a movie, Space View.
I think it means it views the space. So I'll explain why, because it can look around the room. It does not just a fixed camera. So this is one with a camera and a microphone in the child's room. The parent gets something that looks a lot like a smartphone. It's got a 5-inch high definition screen, but it doesn't use internet, it doesn't use Wi-Fi, and that's kind of important because the ones that are on Wi-Fi tend to be a bit flaky, because first of all, if your Wi-Fi drops out, then your baby monitor dies on you as well, but also it tends to slow down your internet, and there tends to be a lag, because when it goes via Wi-Fi, has to go, you know, the signal goes virtually all around the world and then comes back to you. There's a bit of a lag, which is not ideal. So this one uses a radio transmitter built into the camera and a radio receiver built into the monitor, which, as I say, looks a bit like a smartphone. And you pop the camera in the room with the child. And it's, although it's called a baby monitor, actually, because of some of its features, it's quite good for older children as well that might be moving around the room.
It does sound very high tech. You've actually picked out a really good item here to talk about.
I think so, because it's got a number of benefits. So, for example, in terms of hackability, you know, one of the concerns that parents have is, you know, is someone going to hack into it? Well, first of all, this is a local radio signal. It will reach from one end of your home to the other, but it's not like a Wi-Fi signal that can be picked up more broadly. So it should be safer than that. Now, the number of features that it's got that I really liked are, first of all, it's got a standard lens, but you can pop a wide angle lens onto it as well to have a wider field of view. So if the child's mobile, it's good for that. But also the actual camera can pan and tilt, so it can look up at the right up to the ceiling and right down to the ground, and it can pan around 330 degrees, so you get a complete field of vision. It can even see behind it, so if your toddler is not appearing in your field of view and you're a bit concerned, you can start panning around and looking for it. So there's a little controller on your monitor. But the other thing that I really liked about this is the practicality. So with a lot of baby monitors, the sound is on all night, and whether or not the baby is distressed or not, you get the gurgling and the sounds, and it can be enough to keep you awake, or the screen itself, the light from the screen, can keep you awake. But what this one has is that it's got a mode where the screen goes quiet, the monitor goes quiet, and if there is a noise in the room, and you can set how loud that noise has to be before it triggers, then your screen comes on and you get an alert that wakes you up, and then you have to see to the baby. But what it means is you don't have the monitor disturbing you through the night unless there is a reason to be disturbed, and I found that very, very practical. The range on it, the radio frequency range, is quoted as 460 feet, but that would be if there were no walls. But still, that will get you to one end of a large house to the other, or even at the other end of the garden. So, you know, you could either set the monitor up at the far end of the garden and keep an eye on the kids in the garden, or if you were in the garden, you can keep an eye on them indoors, as it were. So it's quite flexible. It's got a thermometer built into it as well, so if the temperature rises too much or drops too much, you're aware of not what the temperature is where you are, but what it is in the room where the child is. So that's kind of useful.
Comes it sounds like they've kind of actually thought of everything here, that, you know, that there's you can use it outside, inside, and I like the fact that it doesn't disturb you through the night. I think a lot of parents will be grateful for that.
I love that. Yeah, no, it really is good. And the other thing is, if you've got more than one sprog, you can buy additional... that's a technical term, isn't it?
Oh, right.
you can, because I'm technological, you know.
Of course, Sprog. Yes.
Right, one Sprog, two Sprogs. You can buy additional cameras for the same monitor. So you don't have to buy another, you know, they come in a pair, but you don't have to keep buying pairs every time you want to have another child. You can just buy an extra camera and it will support, one monitor will support up to four cameras. And then you can set it to cycle. If you want to keep an eye on them, it will just cycle from camera to camera at a number of seconds that you determine. So down, you can do it every 5 seconds or 10 seconds or 20 seconds. It will just flip to show you what's, you know, like in those films where people are breaking into the museum and the,
right,
the security,
yes,
guard is watching,
yeah,
it. And you see,
see
it like giving,
so
you,
got,
it, it doesn't show you them
like
all.
It'll make you feel like you're very posh, possibly.
Well, you will be very posh.
Different,
yeah.
Different monitors everywhere, watching every corner of the house.
So, yeah, so it doesn't give you like split view where you see them all at once, because it would be too much on too small on a 5-inch screen. But what,
right,
it does do is it just trips between them, you know, flicks between each of them. Comes with a wall mount, supports up to four cameras. Price is, list price is about £160. I notice for the next few days, a well-known website that's named after a South American river. it's they've got 15% off on it at the moment if you're interested. So I've given it 4 stars out of 5 on the basis that nothing ever gets 5 out of 5.
Okay.
I was impressed. I liked it.
It's actually one of
the better ones.
For all those features, I think that's not a bad price, really. So that's the Eufy SpaceView Baby Monitor. That's EUFY for anyone that's sat up and paid attention and thought, yes, I want to watch my kids every minute of the day. We've also got a text from Anna, and she's asking, there's a dark sky app that's apparently no longer available to Android phone users.
Yes,
from
because
the
Apple
first
bought it.
Right, so there's always that conflict, isn't there? But
yeah.
So she's asking, can you recommend a replacement app that will give up-to-the-minute local weather information? And that's, and she doesn't mind paying a small subscription, only because she's got a farm with livestock, so she says, I'm outdoors, yeah, a lot and relied on Dark Sky.
So Dark Sky got taken off Android because it was so good that Apple bought it and made it iOS only.
Wow.
And so that sometimes happens. And also they will develop it and integrate it further into their system. Look, I'm not saying this just because of where I am at the moment, but the BBC weather app is astoundingly good and it's free. You can actually put your postcode into it, so it'll give you very specific weather. It gives you the weather hour by hour. You can look into it, but also you get severe weather warning alerts and all of that.
Right.
So I think it's, you know, it's certainly amongst the best. And I personally, I don't think it's necessary to pay a subscription for a weather app. There are just too many, you know, good ones out there. I just don't see the.
I think probably for Anna, because it's her livelihood, she's relying on it for her farm. I think that probably just means that there's a bit more need for it. I mean, it's not just about going outside and sunbathing in the garden.
Yeah. Well, what I would do, Anna, is I would recommend and I would try the BBC one first, see if it fulfills your needs before you start looking further afield, because you know, you don't get more solid credentials than the BBC, both in terms of the quality of the app and the data that flows into the app
you're suggesting the app, though, not just, you know, looking
you could look it up on the website, but there's a BBC weather app, which
is
great.
You go, well,
so,
I hope,
and
that's
that available
answers.
On Android, and it won't get it, and Apple won't buy it either, so it will remain. Yes, exactly. It's annoying.
Famous last words, Fevzy.
Can I say one more thing? I'm just so sorry, I forgot one critical feature on that baby monitor, and I'm so sorry. Two-way communication. You can speak to the child. It's got a microphone in there. So
that's just freaky.
No, but it's great, because sometimes a child just needs a bit of reassurance and doesn't need... If you enter the room...
Maybe sing a lullaby? Have you got good
voice,
Fevzy? You got good voice?
I gave you a little blast of it just then. I'm a baritone. It would scare most children, so...
It's Daddy here.
I know. The child runs behind the cupboard. You know, I even scare other people's children, but that's just me for fun. But seriously, sometimes when you, I mean, you know, this is not parenting skills, but sometimes when you enter the room, you know you're there for a good half an hour, because the child is then fully awake and something. Sometimes just being able to reassure a child by voice at a distance is really quite helpful.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, look,
I've had it where you look around the room and reassure the child there's no one else in the room.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Oh, by the way, good for if you've got a parent in the house as well, like an elderly parent, maybe one with dementia and he's keeping an eye
That's
on.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Good for that as well. You know.
Good recommendations. Listen, we've got to text him from Peter in Portslade and we've got to get this in because he's got a laptop that he bought in 2012. And yep. So his text is, I think it's now Windows 8.1. If my computer's on and I leave it for 5 minutes, my screen gets blocked by this Rocket PC and he finds it very annoying. Is there anything that he can do to stop that from happening?
Yeah, okay. First of all, I'd be quite cautious about still be running Windows 8.1. I'd suggest that if your device is capable of supporting Windows 10, that you should do so, because support for 8.1 will not be around indefinitely and therefore will make it more at risk. The Rocket PC thing that comes up and blocks, I'm not familiar with Rocket PC, so I'll suggest this carefully. If it were malware, if it was something that's, you know, presenting advertising or doing something to your system it shouldn't be, then it might be an idea to remove it. So I'll give it to you as general advice that the good thing to do would be to make sure you've got up-to-date antivirus software on there, that it runs in the background all the time and blocks any malware from doing its job. There's a couple of other programs that I would recommend to give that machine a bit of a cleanup, because it's old. It's probably got a load of stuff on it that's slowing it down. So there's a number of three bits of software I would recommend. One is C Cleaner. That's the letter C followed by the word cleaner, or one word.
Oh, it's very good. I use that.
Yeah. Then they will try desperately to get you to pay for a paid version, but the free version is very good. Also, be careful when you download it free, because they try and install the Chrome browser or anything else that they're pushing that month. Be careful that you don't accidentally download additional software that you don't want or need. That's how they make their money. So by sort of tricking you into downloading other software. So the C Cleaner, which is very good. Now, in terms of just in addition to any antivirus, you can use a piece of software called Malware Bytes. And that's one word with bytes spelt with a Y. So Malware,
Malware Bytes.
MalwareBytes. And there's one with a very unlikely name, Super Anti-Spyware.
Okay.
The product is better than the name. Either of those will work. And the free versions, the good thing is, they will work even though you've got antivirus on there at the same time. You can't have two antiviruses working in the background at the same time, because there'll be contention. But you can have Malware Bytes or Super Anti-Spyware running and that. So those things, I would give them a good run. I would do it in safe mode, which is like a stripped down way of booting up Windows, and I would give it a full system scan, let it run for, you know, an hour or two or whatever it needs to scan every file. And if you can find that Rocket PC thing and that you're not interested in having it on your system, then try and uninstall it as well using standard uninstallation tools.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much, our gadget detective Fevzi. Thank you so much for that great advice. We'll see you again next week.
Cheers.